I found this story yesterday, kind of buried on WLBT. Frankly, shocked to see it, considering the source. But you know, what I mean is, you know, they just don't talk about this kind of stuff much. It seems like it's been one of the things they've been trying to hide for years. But schools around the nation experiencing all-time low attendance rates post-COVID. We're going to play the story here instead of reading it to you. This is from WLBT.
Functioned, as you know, including our education system. Now, post-pandemic, leaders with your local schools say they're seeing an increase in chronic absenteeism. Three on Your Side's Chris Fields joins us to explain why.
That's right, Courtney Ann. On average nationally, more and more students are not showing up inside the classrooms in the aftermath of the pandemic. Now, data shows there are a variety of factors, including switching to virtual learning. Now, school districts here in the metro are working to reverse this rising trend.
Ensuring that our students are attending school as often as possible is going to be something that's going to really help to combat this absenteeism issue.
Erica Jones is shocked at the numbers of how many students not showing up for in-person learning. As president of the Mississippi Association of Educators, she says having a hands-on educational experience is the most effective.
It makes a difference not only at the elementary level, but throughout middle and high school as well. Attending school is key.
See, according to the United States Department of Education, more than 14 million students were chronically absent from the classroom in 2021 and 2022 school year, a huge increase from the pre-pandemic rate of 16% in 2019. Disengagement, lack of support, health challenges, and a lack of transportation are other key factors the Department of Education says is leading to students not returning to the classroom.
So I'm watching this.
And a lack of transportation are other key factors the Department of Education says.
They got a rainbow. Stop. They got a rainbow flag up in this classroom. They just kind of snuck that in, just casually snuck that in here on this WLBT article. Now, I'm sure it's just some stock footage from somewhere that's probably not here in Mississippi. But I love the way they snuck in the rainbow supremacy and a thing about school. It's always nonstop, all out assault on our children. This is why we fight. All right, let's finish. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. That's why I hate saying that. I'm always honest. I'm going to be blunt. If I had a kid in school and I walked in and there was a damn rainbow flag flying on the wall, Trans Day of Visibility, I would snatch my kids out of that school so fast I would catch a charge for how hard I snatched my child. I'd catch a child abuse charge. Then snatch the dang arm off. All right, let's finish.
Students not returning to the classroom. Now, when it comes to some Mississippi school districts, school leaders say parents are dependent on the hybrid model
Another
of
one.
Learning. As a result, some students do not attend school at all or just on certain days of the week.
Well, if students are missing 2 days per month, that's 10% of instruction over the course of a year that is being lost. It's something that we really want to focus in on.
Before the pandemic, we were around 93-94% attendance rate. Our numbers did fluctuate a little bit during the pandemic, as they did nationally, I guess.
Pearl High School Principal Michael Buehrer says leaders in the Pearl School District have been working to keep students inside the classroom. He credits the district's success because they have these systems in place.
We do try to track enrollment each day and each week. We have an automated calling system that will reach out to parents each time a student is absent. We have an attendance officer that will reach out to different families if we have attendance issues, and they'll go and talk with them and just mention the importance of being there.
Now, the Security of Education has since drafted a letter to each state school officer with key actions that can help more students attend and engage in school each day. Now, they include supporting local school districts, assessing department resources.
You know, what they didn't mention there, Lane just texted on the Guns and Gear text line and said this too, and I was going to say the same thing. They did not mention how many kids were pulled out of school for homeschooling or private schooling. They did not want to be indoctrinated into the rainbow supremacy. They didn't mention that part. They just act like a lot of these kids just fell off. We don't know what happened to them. Which way did they go? Which way did they go? No. This indoctrination into the New World Order, wokeism, and rainbow supremacy. This is Mississippi, son. A lot of folks ain't playing that. That have the ability not to play that. It ain't just here either. It's nationwide. There's a lot of parents that woke up. Not got woke. Woke up. During the coof. And saw what y'all were doing. Saw the clowns that were teaching their parents. You know, it's why it's so important to have these parents groups, these Moms for Liberty type groups out there fighting. I don't care how many threesomes the leaders are having in their private lives. As long as they're making good, solid changes on the front lines, I don't care what's going on in the back line. That's a moot point. I don't care how gay you are. I don't care how big of a freak you are. I don't care about none of that stuff. If you can keep it your composure and sanity together and clothes on while you're fighting for kids or teaching kids, nobody cares what you do. I'm the same guy. I don't care if you're a teacher with an OnlyFans account. Like, that don't bother me. That's your personal life. I can compartmentalize. Are you a good teacher? Are you a good educator, a good principal? Can you teach math? Not 2 + 2 equals skeet. That's all I care about. Let's take a break.